now for another kind of run. Assignment Radio's Haley Thornton follows Nathan Gunter, managing editor for Oklahoma Today, as he attempts the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon for the first time.
At 9:30 on a Sunday morning, Nathan Gunter leans against his blue Jeep stretching, facing the Oklahoma City National Memorial. It's a comfortable 65 degrees.
Today is my longest one, my last one before the half marathon, and it's 10 miles.
This final training run came a week before the Oklahoma City Memorial Half Marathon. He's nervous, but takes pride in embracing his new goal.
And, you know, I'm just in my 30s. I'm in my early 30s. But even, I've even noticed in myself, you stop thinking of life in terms of new things that you can try and start thinking in terms of, like, your habits and your rituals and your doing things the same way, you know? And so it's been really good to kind of open up a new door for myself and try something new and find that I love it.
He opened that door and challenged himself to run the Oklahoma City Memorial Half Marathon on April 28th.
I have friends that run for pure fun and friends that have run the Boston Marathon, that regularly run the Boston Marathon. It just, 26 miles sounded a little daunting to me, but I thought 13, I bet I could do 13. It was just a curiosity thing. I wanted to see if I could do it.
Starting in late January, Gunter planned out a 3.5 month training program for first-time runners.
Basically what it starts with is you do short runs during the week, and then on Sunday you do a long run. And that long run starts off at 3 miles, and it gets longer and longer each Sunday.
It wasn't easy at first. A few weeks in, he took about 10 days off with a minor foot injury. On March 16th, he competed in the Shamrock the Ville 5K in Bartlesville. He'd been running about 6 miles on those weekly long runs by that point, so there was no reason he should have been so tired as he neared the end of the 3.1-mile course.
So I got up to the end of the – I got up right to where I could see the finish line. And these 3 9-year-old girls in green tutus just blow past me. I mean, they're going a ton faster than I am. And there's no – I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to catch up with them. But right as one of them passes me, she goes, "See ya," like that at me. And I was like, what? A, I was just passed by 3 9-year-old girls, which as a 33-year-old guy who runs regularly – is a little bit like, oh my goodness. And B, I was like, you are so lucky I did not just push you down.
Despite those few mishaps, he followed his training program almost to the letter and eagerly awaited April 28th.
When I started this, I thought, I'm going to get to the week before and I'm going to be terrified. I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to think, you know what? I've come this far. Why don't I just call it quits? No one will have to know. But I can't wait. I really can't wait to cross that finish line.
Nearly 25,000 runners gathered before dawn at the west side of the Oklahoma City National Memorial 2 Sundays ago.
This is the time when we remember just prior to our start. We ask you now for 168 seconds of silence, please.
Marathoners, many of them wearing red socks in honor of the tragedy in Boston, were packed shoulder to shoulder in the staging corral along Harvey Avenue in the shadow of the memorial's 903 gate.
We're going to add in this year especially 3 more seconds to recognize 3 lives that were lost just 2 weeks ago at the Boston Marathon.
Like sitting at a stoplight that had just turned green, it took a little bit of time to get moving. Gunter didn't cross the starting line until about 6:45.
The world is watching Oklahoma City today. You are, in fact, making a statement to the world today that together, united, we stand.
2.5 hours later, the final stretch of the course alongside Automobile Alley is packed with supporters cheering on runners. As they cross the finish line at Broadway and Northwest 7th Street, many marathoners fell to their knees, put their hands over their heads, rubbed their joints, and shared emotional hugs of congratulations with their running partners and supporters.
I cannot believe I just did that. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe all the people, the whole route that were out there to slap our hands and cheer us on. I just cannot even describe that feeling. It's so good that this town is here to cheer on complete strangers. I'm just in love with this city right now.
Nathan plans on running this half marathon for many years to come. For Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.